Zvachim Perkei Mishnehei. The next level of Karbonis, we had Kodesh Kedoshim, we had Chatos, and we had Oilo, with the two Acholuk Pavoides Domom, but both of them are Kodesh Kedoshim in terms of Shchitoson and Avidosim Bitzofen. Zivche Shal Metzibur Vashomois are also both Kodesh Kedoshim. The Chiddush in that is in an Oshom is more Pasha, because an Oshom is Bedaim, it's a possible Pasha Sav, that an Oshom is Kodesh Kedoshim. It's Achiloson Yoim Velaylo, okay? The Chiddush is a Zivche Shal Metzibur, even though it's a Shlomim, and its Avodah's Dam is like a Shlomim, L'maisa it has a Loch of Kodesh Kedoshim L'gabi Achilo. We'll see. So the first thing is to introduce that there's such a musig as Zivche Shal Metzibur Vashomois. The Mishnah says, Elohein Hashomois. The list of Hashomois are mostly in Parshas Vayikra. Hasham Gizelois. The person is a Gazlon. Over here, the Chi of Korban Oshom is not for pure Gzela. Pure Gzela carries a monetary punishment. But over here, it's where a person was Nishba Lasheker on a Tvias Momoin. So besides for the Averi Sheba Momoin, on the Shvua Sheker, on that, the ramification of that, Ayin the Mishnah and the Bava Kamen, it's also the Mishnah and Mishnah is in Shvuas, is the, he has to pay back the money, of course, that was stolen. That's a prerequisite. Plus he has to pay a choymish on top of that. That's the knas chelik of the moment. And then he has to bring Hasham gzelois. Hasham mi'ilois is for the avera of mi'ilo bekotchim. And over there also the oynish is the whatever he was nana, plus a tesefis of a choymish and a korban oshom. Hasham shivcha charufa. This one is not in Parshas Vayikra, it's in Parshas Kedoshim. The way we paskin, Hasham Shivcha Charufa is an Oshom on one whose bo on an Isha which is, whose Chetzio Shivcha Knanis v'Chetzio Baskoirin, and she's Miyuchedes to an Eved Ivri. The Gemara, this is really a sugya in Krisus, by process of elimination, the case in the Torah, it's clear there's somebody who's bo on some type of woman that has some status of Avdus. Now, to say he's being born a regular Shivcha, there's a lot on being born Shivcha, but that's not what we're talking about. If he's born on a regular Yiddish woman who's an Eishes Ish, is Chiyuvai Bimisa, nothing to do with Shivcha Charufa. So she's a Shivcha Charufa, it's a little bit vague in the Pasuk. The way the Gemara comes out of Maskono is that she has in her a tzad issues as a Yisraelis, but she also has the status of a Shivcha. So the only way to come about that is she belonged to two Shutvim. One of them freed her. So on the half of her that's a Bas Yisrael, she was Miyuedes to an Eved Ivri. Remember that an Eved Ivri is allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. He was married. He's allowed to stay married. He's also allowed to Rabbi Moshe LeShivcha. So because of that, he can marry this woman, Kedushin Toifsinbo, in a woman who's Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Baskoi, and that's the case. So he's even on some type of Yisui Biyah, but it's definitely not a regular Yisui Biyah. Not a regular Ishus Ish, because she's only a Chatzi Ishus. The other half of her is a Shivcha, but there's no Tvisis Kedushin. And because of that, the Torah was Kaveh Noinish by itself. By the way, this Taich is a Machloikis Tanoim. There is another shita, the way we just said, the way the Rab brings it over here, B'Ketzor and Mamish. The other shita is to say that a regular Shivcha, Charufa, means she's Miyuedis to an Eved Ivri. She's allowed to marry an Eved Ivri. The reason why the way we presented didn't hold that way is because there's no Tvisis Kedushin to an Eved Ivri. She's Miyuedis, Miyuchedis to an Eved Ivri. The other shita, Rabbi Shmuel, Luma, Rabbi Kiva, holds that being Miyuedis, Miyuchedis to an Eved Ivri, that itself would render her off limits, and Mamela she has a din of some type of quasi Eishes Ish, Al Kapanim for a Korban Ish Oshom. So the mission over here says, Hasham Shivcha Charufa, that much is Mufush in the Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. Hasham Nozir, Hasham Mitzayra. The Nozir over here that we're referring to, the Mufashim explained, we're talking about over here a Nozir who in the middle of his term in Nazirus was Nitman B'meis. The Pasuk says, that he has to bring a korban oshom, that's his ikr mitaher, to be able to become tohor, be mechaper on the fact that he violated the nazirus, We're not talking about over here, he did b'mezid. It was mez b'pesa pisayim. And then he has to restart his nazirus. He can't restart his nazirus until he brings an asham nazir. Asham mitzayra is the mitzayra that finished off his term of tzaras. And now as a mechaper, as a mitayr, he brings, there's a seder mitayr outside the machna, then he comes back in the machna, and he brings his ikka carbon along with other carbonus, is asham mitzayra. The last is an oshem tolui in Parshas Vayikra, where a person is chaye v'chiv chatos, but he only did the Avera as a suffix. That means he was ochal achila, chaticha achas, m'shtei chatichas. He doesn't know if it was chelev or shuman. So the halach is he brings an oshem tolui, which is toile until he knows for sure. If he wasn't over, he wasn't over. But if he finds out later on that he ate rachman son chelev, then he'll have to bring a chatas vaday. The korban that's a al tzad ha-sofik is only an oshel, not a chatos. Lamaisa, all these are kotcha gadoshim. Shkitosim b'tzofoin, v'kibodom b'klishos b'tzofoin, v'dom ton shtem anton shen arba. The avodas adam of oshel, even though it's a kotcha gadoshim, is not like chatos. Kotcha gadoshim itself doesn't have to be like chatos, because an oil is also kotcha gadoshim. But an oshel is not like chatos in that aspect. The achila of these ashamos has to be like kach gedoshim. It has the same basic format in zrikas adam, zman and mokum achila as a korban chatas. We forgot to go back to zivche shalme tzibur that the Mishnah doesn't really give the details of. Zivche shalme tzibur shlomim, but it's a shlomim of a tzibur. Normally a shlomim is a korban yochid. The only Shalmei Tzibur is the two Kifsei Shlomim that were brought on Shavuos together with the Shtei Halechem. The Shtei Halechem takes up more space in Korban Menachos, and the relationship of the Shtei Halechem together with the Shalmei Tzibur, there's a whole Lomdusha connection between the two, that one's the Matir on the other, is described over there in Maseches Menachos. That's where the Halachos are. But the halacha is, since it's really part of the Korban Mincha, it's exes hakosuv that it's a shlomim, but it's kotcha gadoshim. So it has a din to be shchitosim batzofoy, like every kotcha gadoshim. It's also yom v'layla. It's also only nechal zichrei kohuna, with all the dinim that are mentioned over here. It has a din of kotcha gadoshim, even though it's a korban shlomim. Now let's go to Mishnah Vov, and we're going to make the transition to proper Kachum Kalam. The classic Korban of Kachum Kalam, of course, is Korban Shlomim. Hatoida ve'el nozir Kachum Kalam shchitosim b'chomokim azorim. V'domen ton shtey matonu shem arba. The shchitosim b'chomokim azorim is lafuke tzofin that we had by all of Kachum Kadoshim. The matonos are the matonos of all the other Korbanos besides for chatos of shtey matonu shem arba. Necholim b'choloir, not b'toich ha'kloim, it's eaten in all of Yerushalayim, kimafurit in the Pesukim of Parashas Re'ei. It's nechal, of course, b'tahara l'chol odom, b'chol maichol, there are no limitations on how it to be eaten and who it could be eaten by. L'yoim v'laylo ad chatzois. The reason why these two karbonis, Toida and El Nozer, are mentioned first is because they have a din which is more reminiscent of Kachi Gadoshim. Kachi Gadoshim, Chatos, and Oshim are eaten for Yom V'Laylo. We mentioned that Kachim Kalim will have soon that all of Shlomim are eaten Shtei Yom V'Laylo Echod, the day of that Krova, that night and the following day. However, Toido and El Nozir are two Kabbalists that do have that limitation of Yom V'Laylo like Kachi Gadoshim. Now, let's describe Toida and El Nozer for a moment. We're familiar with the concept of a Korban Toida. If a person goes through a life-threatening experience, Yorde Ayom, Holchem Edborios, Chavusha Beiso Asur, Mukhalish and Esrape, the halacha is that he's mechuyev to being a Korban Toida. Korban Toida really is a form of Shlomim, but it has its own dynamic. It's described in the Torah and Parshas Tzav as a form of Shlomim. But, like we just said, it's different because it's only eaten Liyem V'Laylo. It's Kachum Kalim, it still has Dinah Yom V'Laylo. The Iker standout feature of a Korban Toida is that it's the only Korban which is brought together with Lechomim. We just had the previous Mishnah, the Minchas Ho'imer, which go together with the Zivche Shal Mitzibu. Here as well, the Korban Toida, the Iker of the Korban, if anything, is the Lachme Toida. The Lachme Toida are four types of Lechomim, four Each one has 10. One of them is chometz, described by Richus and Bashas Tzav. The dinim, we won't be befired over here because they're spoken about by Richus in Maseches Menachos. El Nozir was a korban shlomim, but it's an ayil, so it's unique that it has to be brought from an ayil, which is normally the korban of an oshom. Over here, the El Nozir is a korban shlomim. It's only one of the korbanos of a Nozir. And it's not a Nozir that became Tomei. It's a Nozir that successfully kept his term of Nazirus. Now he's becoming V'zayis Teyus HaNozir B'yayim Melois Yimei Nizrei. Now he's becoming Ois Nozir. That, the korban which makes him Ois Nozir is the El Nozir. And again, over here also he brings the Shlomim together with Lachomim. Over here not four types, only two. We'll mention a few more Protim. The din that we said that Achilas Kodesh Kedoshim is Lefnim and Akloim, as opposed to Achilas Kodesh Kalim, which is B'chol O'ir, is written in the Torah in its own unique way. The Pasuk says, B'kar Mechatas V'achaltam Oysa B'mokam Kodosh. B'mokam Kodosh means Lefnim and Akloim, Dazara. The Torah says, B'kar Mishlomim V'achaltam Oysa B'mokam Tohor. B'mokam Tohor is a place that's Roy, that all Yidden should be. A mitzvah is nishlach, migimah machnas, he has to be sent out of Yerushalayim. So we learn out that the chomas Yerushalayim is the mokim, defines the mokim of achilas kodshim kalim. That din, by the way, it shares in common with maisa shein. It also has to be eaten within the chomas Yerushalayim. Another point we'll just mention is legabe the shinui in achila of Kodesh Kedoshim. Kodesh Kedoshim, we mentioned a few Mishnayos ago, is a Maisa Avodah. It has to be eaten by Kehanim Zichri Kuna, those that are Royal Avodah. It could be eaten by Bali Mum also, but fundamentally, it's eaten by those that could do the Avodah, Zichri Kuna, and it's eaten in the Mokim Ho Avodah, which is in Nazara. That being said, the Loshna Gemara that defines Kodesh Kedoshim as an Avodah is Kehanim Oichlin Ubailim Miskaprim. We don't find that sprach, that expression, legabe kodshim kalim. The Rishonim that understand that there's a mitzvah saseh of achilas bosa kodshim kadoshim adei kehanim because it's a form of avoida. This is the shita of the Rambam mitzvah saseh peites. The Maisa, Rashi, and Psochem, the Ramban, holds no. The Ramban is masig on the Rambam, and he holds that there's a mitzvah saseh also legabe the bailim on the achila of Bosa Kochim Kalam. Again, it's not an avoidah, but it is a mitzvah to eat. The other shita will hold that there's no mitzvah of Maisa Achila. There's only a din in the Bosa that should be eaten. We've spoken it out earlier in the Masechta, that it could be that one is Mekayim, that din, even by Achilas Pochas Mekazayis, because it's not a din in the Maisa Achila, it's a din that the Bosa, the Cheftz of the Bosa, should be Nechal. This is a Bavusti Yisoid from the Beis Alevi. Al-Rabbanim, those are the chilukim, the basic chilukim between Kodesh Kedoshim and Kodesh Kalim.